one that does the least amount of damage. Faith and your family, your occupation, make your voice known. Now, I spent a little time on this a few minutes ago as we come to the end of our program today. I cannot emphasize this enough. We are now halfway through the month, almost halfway through the month of March. Deciding in the next couple of weeks if we're staying on WTWW or not. It's up to you. I'd like to stay there. I'd even like to expand. Maybe if everybody that listens for the first time seriously consider supporting us. We need the help. You know, I'm going to just say, I'll give you a number. We're going to need a few $1,000 extra in here to keep things going the way they need to go. So whatever you can do toward that would be helpful. Our budget is not that much. We're very blessed. But right now, a few $1,000 would go a long way. We're also trying to build a local radio station here in the Chilhowee area. I'll tell you more about that tomorrow. If you can help, go to the website, look for the support tab, or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. That's Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowee, Virginia, zip code 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia, zip code in Chilhowee, Virginia, 24319. That's 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, Truth, the number 2, and ponder.com. That's Truth, the number 2, ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
WRMI is a commercial shortwave radio station and sells airtime to a wide variety of organizations. Views expressed on these programs are not those of WRMI. We welcome your reception reports and other correspondence at info@WRMI.net. This is WRMI, Radio Miami International, Okeechobee, Florida, USA.
The spirit of truth is coming. Prepare ye the way of Yahweh. Make straight the way. Make straight the way. Make straight the way. He is coming. Prepare ye the way of Yahweh. Make straight the way. Every high thing shall be brought low, and every humble and contrite spirit shall be raised up. The reign of Yahweh is at hand.
The axe
of the labor will
be free.
Hear him! Give back what you've robbed, and give again the pledge that you shall surely live.
Come out of her, my people.
Fear not what man can do unto you, but fear your Maker.
You ask of us.
Thank you.
on the earth, especially the hatred broadcasters, sucker balls, are full of deceit. They lie. I heard one of them today mocking the eclipse, the sign of Yonah. Just as back in 1998 and 1999, all the Patriot broadcasters were telling you it was the end of the world. The planes will fall from the sky. Martial law. Alex Jones say the missiles from Russia have been launched. I told them all. Y2K was only a blip on the screen, but it was the time to start preparing to be off the grid. The time of the transitions to worseness. And broadcaster say the sign of Jonah, the eclipse, is no big deal. That's not the sign that Christ was talking about. Takes place between Pesach's first and second marriage supper of the Lamb. It will seem like a non-event. They'll say,
where is this New Madrid
earthquake? Where is this judgment? We have peace and safety. Where is this judgment of the Almighty?
Then come a certain destruction.
See, they lie before the Ruach HaKadosh now. They blaspheme the truth. It is surely noted that the internet, YouTube,
has
entertainers. They prostitute themselves by embellishing facts, even the sign of Yonah. But it doesn't mean nothing's going to happen. The Revolutionary War happened when it took place. The Civil War happened when it took place. These Patriot broadcasters do not fear Yahweh. They mock me when I say you must put on sackcloth. They mock me. They lie to me. They deceive me, saith Yahweh. The Patriot broadcasters are entertainers, having no supernatural power at all. They cannot tell you the future. Jones was right. Alex Jones was right. Alex Jones was right. He was
was certainly wrong about Sandy Hook. Cost him a few dollars. Alice Jones was right. He said Y2K was really going to happen. Alex Jones was right.
Thus saith Yahweh, I've had enough. I've had enough. I've had enough of you liars. They mock the voice that cries from the lonely place. Yet judgment for men and women who mock the servants of Yahweh. Usually it takes place a long time after, and they don't connect the dots. The sign of Yonah is real. Two witnesses, you must wear sackcloth. Patriot broadcasters, Yahweh will take you down. You do no good for the Creator. Trust yourself, your popularity, your prideful radio broadcasting. That's all you know how to act. Say, simplify. Yeah. You're in. You're nothing but glass, and Yahweh will break you. Better put on sackcloth, Patriot broadcasters. Better get some feedbacks. Real fast. You're no longer needed by the Creator. There's a man going across America. He has white hair, very long, uncut. And a white beard, very much unattended, with nothing. Going across America. His father was a preacher, he said to me. Thousands and thousands of miles of walking. He said his father made everyone, including himself, write a copy of the New Testament. This particular messenger of Yahweh is now walking across America. He's almost completed. Yahweh had me find him and meet him on the roadside. He said, you were waiting for me, weren't you? I said, yes. What are you doing? He said, I am telling the people everywhere, every city where God, Yahweh sends me. Ah, he said to me, I'm warning everyone that destruction is coming and all this will no longer be here. Of the names of his family tree. His mother, he said, is Jewish. I concluded he was Kohen or Levi, walking across America, looking like a youthful
phone.
No, he said. In this time of peace that I've walked America city to city, the Almighty Yahweh told me to throw the cell phone in the street and break it. It is the mark of the beast. I said, what do the people in America do? Do they help you? Do they care for you? He said, nay. Nay, they don't. They don't want to help me. I come with nothing all the way through America. The people don't help. And wherever I go, the crows warn me. The people of America are not helping me. I'm calling to everyone everywhere. Destruction is coming to America. He said, the only ones who help me, and see if you can understand this mystery, ladies and gentlemen, beloved brethren. The only ones that help me when I go city to city, village to village, walking. He said, all the way on the journey, law enforcement picks me up and carries me to a spot where they can drop me off, and I walk a little further, and then the next law enforcement picks me up and takes me again. And he's preaching. Repentance and destruction for America. How do you feel about that, Patriot Broadcasters? Are you going to look at him like he's some sort of a nutcase? Are you going to look at him as though he's just some vagabond hobo? Huh? Well, this messenger of Yahweh, the young old man walking across America, I said, son, what can I do for thee? He said, please, I'm so thirsty. He said then, could you get me something, maybe a Gatorade or something? I immediately manifested a drink and a container for him. A cup of cold water for the least of the least of the least. And I gave him. Because of the 50 rings on the veil of the temple, 50 states, the Jubilee, the Yulee, I gave him $50. I said, where do you sleep at night? It's cold sometimes. He said, Yahweh leads me, and I hear the crows, they guide me. And if someone is terrible, they gather in the trees, many crows, and they start making all sorts of a noise, of a ruckus. And he tells me, these people are going to be disrespectful to you. And they are every time. And I said, well, where do you sleep? He says, the crows and sometimes the geese bring me to a barn or a shed, and I sleep there. And in the morning, with a heart of thanksgiving, I continue, knowing I left everything to warn the people of America. I gave him in a plastic baggie the key of David. As he finishes his assignment, he finishes it with a little book that's sweet as honey and bitter. For when you fear Yahweh, you'll have to do the commandments.
must obey its dinners.
Out of season, in season, out of season,
no matter which way you say it.
Here's an old man with white hair, white beard, youthful strength, blue eyes, walking, warning everyone. And when Yahweh sent me to meet him, he took his arm and his hand and wheeled all around and he said, all of this will be gone. And broadcasters mock. They mock.
I thought it very pointed and timely
that this messenger of God, Yahweh, walking across America